Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start to summer. So who's going to throw on the first burger? Throw out the first ball? Throw out the... Wait, stop. Who says it's the start of summer? So many Americans wait until this weekend for summer fun. My best friend's dad, who I called Papa Joe growing up, always said, "Why wait? Have fun every day." I've been living by this adage for years. So think about this. So many people, they say the summer starts on Memorial Day and it ends on Labor Day. My sister closes her pool on Labor Day. What happens if it's hot the next week or the week after that or the week? And by the way, she's not the only one. There's so many people out there. So I'm going to tell you, let's change that, because you know what? If it snowed a lot, I'm grabbing my snowshoes and going. If it's raining today, well, I might stay indoors for a little bit, make a few fishing lures, and then put on my rain gear, not my reindeer, but my rain gear, and go out for a hike. I'm letting you know that some of my favorite hikes have been on rainy days. Warblers were coming back in. My great friend Mike Featherman. Think about this. Mike Featherman, and he's a birder. Could you imagine that? Well, we were out there tracking warblers, and I'm telling you, it was the greatest day. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So I have officially gotten off my stump for at least a little while right now. So now let's put the how to get and enjoy the outdoor adventure days. I'll break it down to adults, teens, and our youth. First of all ages, I think that we should all learn one new outdoor skill every month. And think about how great that is. The example, and I gave this on another show, well, my niece Gabby just getting old enough, and Gab said, "I want to put a tent together." So we go down to EMS, because by the way, I have tents in my home, many tents in my backpacking, camping, etc. But we're near her home, and we go down there, and we're just chatting with the gal, and the gal says, "Okay, it's not busy today." It's funny. It was a rainy day. Not busy today. And she and the employee pulled out a tent. The employee showed her how to make the tent. So Gabby's learning a skill, put it together. And then she got to play inside the tent while the employee and I went. And I did a little shopping because AI needed to give back a little bit. I appreciated what she did. And I can always, if I'm in an outdoor store, I can always find something to buy. That's why Ramsey Outdoor is like my home. Anyway, now I'm telling you that I think it's important to learn that skill. There was the example. Also, I'm going to let you know, I think it's important that everyone, before we get into the whole show, is create an outdoor first aid kit. There are many first aid kits for the outdoors, but they're not really complete. And I have a backpack that goes on one of us that's just outdoor first aid gear. Sometimes I don't even want to say over the top, because I think it is important. Now, for all you adult listeners, let's begin. So if you're a teen, you know, you need to stay tuned because it's scary, but think about this. One day you will be an adult. Somebody will say to you, "It's time to go get a job." So I'm going to talk to the adults right now, but you might want to be listening, because guess what? Part of this show is for you as well. So if you have not been on a bike for a while, I'm going to tell you it's time to get out, relearn. And if you're going to relearn getting on a bike, it's this way. Go to a county park where there's only a few joggers, a nice big old paved trail somewhere, not a busy street. And here's my, and you always hear me talking about safety. A helmet is on all the time. I don't care where you're going, what age you are, helmet is on all the time. And if you are a role model family, your helmet is on as the adults. Because it's funny, I see so many adults out there biking with their kids, and the kids have helmets and the adults They don't have helmets. So what are they telling the kids? That I guess when you get older, your head gets real hard and you don't know. You're a role model. It's on all the time and it should be on anyway. Now, biking, it's great cardiomuscular exercise. So that heart, great thing. Muscles in the body. I know the cardio muscle tissue. Yes, it's heart is muscle. But hey, I'm saying it's just great for the whole bod. It's a great way to see the back roads or the beach. My truck, I've got my bike rack and my bike is just, it's sort of attached to my truck wherever I go. Now, it's also a great way to cut down on the greenhouse gases. You're going to vacation somewhere, do one of two things. Either load up the bikes. Hey, and there are many places that you can rent bikes. You know, some of these rentals, and I'll talk a little bit about them today. You can rent so many things pretty inexpensive. Hey, it does cost a few bucks. We got to save a little bit, but that's why we do what we do in life. Well, I'm going to let you know that, hey, I'm traveling across the country. We're filming across the country. Well, obviously, if the Joey B Mobile is not going there, well, when I get there, I'm going to get the bike, rent it, find the right size bike, find the bike that's appropriate for you. If you don't know how to size your bike, I'm just saying adjusting the seat and all that, go to a bike shop, become friends with a bike shop guy, and they will teach you all of that because now you're going off to a rental. And if the rental guy doesn't know his stuff, you need to know your stuff. But I'm going to let you know that biking is just a great... Hey, if I'm at a beach somewhere, because I am the morning guy, if I'm not on the paddleboard, the surfboard, I have the saltwater fly rod, saltwater spin rod, I'm going to let you know I'm on my bike or I'm on my bike. Or I'm on my bike before I get into the kayak, whatever it is. So biking is just a really, really great thing. So now let's talk about the kayak. So it's time to dust those off because many of you have been, they've been sitting there because remember, you're not allowed to use them till the unofficial start of summer. Well, I guess I broke that rule because I've been in my kayak since mid-March. Don't tell anyone. The most important piece of equipment you must tell everyone is your PFD. And if you're an older folk, you might call it a life vest. But it's got to be on all the time. From skinny water, and that's the thinnest water, you're walking in water that's ankle deep when you get your toe in your kayak with your little tow rope around your waist, to heavy water, which is deeper water. It just stays on all the time. Now, I'm going to say that in all these outdoor activities, I wrote it down here in my notes because I am the copious note taker. Well, I wrote it here, but it goes for all these outdoor activities. You need sunblock. You need to always hydrate. You need to have energy, so some quality foods. And you need a hat. So we're just talking about like, hey, and I know I'm babbling here because it's funny. I'm babbling and I'm looking at my notes because I'm looking at all and I'm reading them and I'm going, all right, I just need to talk about this stuff because I know this stuff because I live by these things every day. So let's make sure we have them. And I'm going to tell you that if you're kayaking, especially with someone who's not been in a kayak for a while, you want to encourage them to bring a change of clothes. And so should you. My good friend, Coach Gorski, he has started the Upside Down Club because many of the people he has kayaked with have, no, I shouldn't say many, a few have gone upside down. And hey, it's no big deal. Because I actually had this question the other day. Somebody said to me, well, what happens if you're, and they have this misconception. Well, if you're in a kayak and you fall, can you get out of the, if you're in a big old cockpit, you fall right out of it. If you're on a sit on top, obviously you fall right out of it. So you don't have to worry, but you will get wet. So a change of clothes, towel, all those things, definitely. And I also want you to know, don't tell Coach Gorski, but he and I were out and we were out, I guess, at least a month ago. Well, that was before the start of the summer. Well, we went striper fishing, and I caught the first striper of the season. And he is one of the greatest striper fishermen I know. And I'm going to tell you right now, he was sort of disenchanted because I caught a striper before him. He goes, no one has ever caught a striper before me. Well, he can't say that anymore. Now, I know I spoke to you about the, you know, the kayaks and using them. And, hey, part of it's the fitness, the cardiomuscular we spoke about. But I'm going to also let you know that a couple of my things. Kayaks are more stable than canoes. I still love canoes. I still use canoes, but kayaks. And the other thing is you want to purchase separate kayaks versus tandems. Because if you and I are kayaking and we have separate kayaks and you want to just go 100 feet over there because you see a great blue heron and I wanted a fish or whatever I was doing, that's fine. When you're in a tandem, you have to do it together, wherever it is, so you have to agree and all that. And I'm going to let you know that there are rentals. Hey, you can't afford to buy a kayak. Well, you might be able to, you or your family, your friends, go out and rent them for a day. Once again, I'm telling you, I'm traveling somewhere, and hey, my truck holds 4 kayaks or a paddleboard or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going across the country to film somewhere. Well, guess what? I am not driving to Joey B Mobile. I'm going to rent a kayak or a paddleboard if I'm out there somewhere. And that paddleboard's an extra investment. And here's your hint. If you try to go somebody on a paddleboard and somebody in a kayak together, kayaks just go much faster. So it's sort of, again, unless you're in that kayak and you're into the strolling method of paddling, so to speak, it just doesn't match up well. It's paddleboards together or kayaks together. But there's my little special hint, because you guys deserve that. Now, moving on to my next adventure that we can do in the outside. How about weekend camping? It's great for family, friends. It's a great way to introduce, especially children, but even, hey, there are some adults, and I see this all the time, that have never gone camping before. So that weekend camp trip, you know, you rent a campsite, state park, something like that. It's a great introduction. And hey, and if you happen to be the serious camper, you just want to get away for the weekend, it's also just a great way to go. And, you know, I've spoken to you about past shows and children and all this. And I always say this, you need to practice at home, get out the rust, especially if you haven't camped in a while. Well, who's going to do the cooking and what type of foods, and actually practice those foods, because you most times will not take the same foods camping that you have, you know, obviously access to your big old refrigerator. It depends on the coolers that you have and all that. Who's going to do the cleaning? Well, if it's one of your children and they're not used to cleaning around the house, well, then you're going to get them to clean at home. And maybe it's a good way to teach them how to clean the pots and pans anyway. Well, who's going to do it? Who's going to collect the firewood? Like, just setting this protocol up. Who's setting up the camp? And here's also one of my serious tips. You need to, at the end of every day, to check for ticks. Very, very important. Let's make sure that we're safe when we're out there. Now, this can become a three-season adventure, because fall camping is actually one of my favorite. I just love the fall. It's so beautiful to be out there sitting in nature, campfire, all that. And if you're a great camper, and some of you are already out there, my listeners, and I know you that you are. And if not, if you decide to get into winter camping, well, that takes special gear. It's different. So what I will do is I will dedicate a show a little bit later on in the year, getting towards winter, but I will dedicate a show to winter camping. We'll talk about all that. Now, if you wanted to take it up a notch, as Emerald would say, take it up a notch, well, guess what? Your next step is a 2 to 3 day backpack camping trip. So you're backpacking out there. It is a little bit more different. The gear's a little bit more. And if you want to know how to pack that backpack correct, you want to go on to joeyb.tv. Don't go now, because you need to listen to this show. But after this show, go to joeyb.tv. And the naturalist David Alexander, my good friend, he teaches you how to properly pack a backpack. Real important, because you need to distribute that weight the correct way. And hey, he also teaches you the exact gear that you need. Well, if you have not backpacked in a while, well, then you need to go training in a park. Yes, county park, flatter trails, sometimes even a paved trail. If you're going to break in a new pair of hiking boots, and I recommend that. My nephew Wyatt got into college. He's into hiking in a club. And I said, got to break that pair in before you go out for that hike. So all of that. But you're getting the fitness in, getting to feel, especially you bought a new backpack, you need to make all the adjustments of straps and do it there. Do it close to home so that you can make all those adjustments. So when you are out on a trail, it is the most enjoyable adventure you can have. Well, how about let's make it even easy. Find the perfect day hike. Less gear, less prep, and it's a mental health day. What happens if you happen to work near a trail? Lunch with coworkers in the wild. Hey, you want to just, you could have, I've had business meetings on the trail, so I could say to everyone, yes, you could actually hold your business meetings out there, because, hey, this is what I do for a living. I can't call it work, because I just, hey, once again, shh, don't tell anyone. I enjoy every day. I've listened to Papa Joe. Well, here's another hint. How about having fishing rods in your vehicle at all times. You could put them in rod tubes so they're not going to break, and, you know, two-piece rods, four-piece rods, that break down really simple. A small, versatile fishing lure kit. Well, maybe some trout, some bass, whatever. Just a small little plastic kit. Once again, unbreakable, because you're going to put your favorite lures in there. And as Jimmy Houston always says, fishing lures don't catch fish. They catch fishermen. Because what lures do you go out and buy? The ones that caught you in the store. So something for you to think about. But I'm going to tell you that you don't know how many times I'll be in someone else's vehicle. We'll be driving by. You'll see this perfect lake. And the person's going, oh, man, if only I'm coming back here with my fishing rod. Well, if it was in your truck or your car, you'd be fishing. Make sure you have a license. You'd be fishing at that moment. So make sure that they're in there. And I also say this. Make copies of your fishing license, because guess what? I've got saltwater fly rods, saltwater spin rods, freshwater fly rods, freshwater spin rods, and I have a fanny pack for each one. I've condensed things down and off I go. So I'm going to tell you that my license, or a copy of my license, is on each one of those, because sometimes you just want to grab and go, or it happens to be in your truck. You got to make sure it's there. Now, my next and one of my favorite adventures, swim, but safely in pools, ponds, rivers, lakes, and the ocean. Well, I'm going to tell you that, once again, if you're out of practice, you want to go in a pool, and I do mean this, go in a pool and go, hey, we don't swim alone. You go with someone. If you're in the ocean, you're swimming near a lifeguard. But the Red Cross course, they offer the life-saving courses. They're not just for lifeguards. So if you want to just go out and relearn, or you want to learn a little bit more, hey, a little bit of life-saving techniques, but just to say, they teach you all proper swim technique as well, and it works. And here's something for everyone out there to think about. My dad, very wise man, his saying is, there are two things you will never win against. One is the water, and one is the weather. Make good decisions. So, hey, if the ocean's too rough, well, stay out. You mean there's so many other activities. Hey, if the ocean's too rough and it's windy, grab a kite. Hey, kite flying is a great thing. So, you know, swimming is great fitness, great fun, but we still need to make great decisions when we're doing that. So my rule of one is this. I must do one fitness thing a day. If you said, hey, let's go play volleyball. Hey, that's fine by me. We're playing volleyball. I get my fitness. I'm in the outdoors. Hey, let's go for a run. Okay, good. You know what's funny? When I go for a run, I typically run at the pace of whoever I'm going with. Well, it depends on your fitness level, because sometimes, you know, there are people that will just want to go at a real slow pace, and that's not you. So you have to have that communication between you two of you. Hey, if I'm going out to run, I'm running on my own, or I'm going out for a walk. And I always say I'm going out to solve the world's problems. Well, obviously you're going out to work out what's going on during the day. Sometimes before I get in the studio here and I want to go through my shows or whatever I'm doing, I'll go out for that run. And I do mean this. I go out for walks, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about walks in a second there. But I'm going to let you know that whatever you want to do, my rule of one. So if you said today we're going to throw flaming knives, I'm just kidding. Don't try it. I just want to make sure that you're still listening. So if you don't have a lot of time for that run, or you can't sweat up, how about just going for that peaceful walk? You know, your lunch break at work. Go out and solve the world's problems. It's just peaceful. Grab a pair of binoculars and do some birding, and we know you're going to walk along the trail. So you add a little two parts of your love into the same thing. Now let's go to ice skating. Wait, people, you just say ice skating? Well, isn't that a winter activity? Well, on ponds and lakes, safely it is. And make sure you're following the national safety standards. And national safety standards, unless they've changed, so double check it, because it's easy to go online and check this. You need at least 2 inches of cloudy ice before you get on it. So make sure you have that, but check the standards first. But what about in the summertime? Can you go ice skating? Absolutely, because guess what? The rinks, you got to pay a couple bucks, but there's fewer people at the open skates, and you're looking for something to do on that rainy day. Well, that perfect rainy day activity is going for ice skating in the summertime at the rinks. You see, hockey was my second sport growing up, and I just love to skate, and it is a great fitness activity. So now let's move on down to a couple of things you probably said, he's not going to talk about these things today. And oh, yes, I am. How about a great game of touch football? Make sure it stays touch. You need to weed out those over-exuberant players who sort of just, they just want to beat up on people. You know what? Guys, girls, just out there having fun. Give you a great example. Other day, it's Gabby's birthday. So we are playing touch football. Gabby, my nephews Wyatt and Dylan, one is 6'7", one is 6'2", and Evelyn, and she's 3 years old. And by the way, Gabby is turning 8. So we're out there, and we're having the greatest game of touch football. Just keep changing up sides, having a ball. And Evelyn, 3 years old, just kept saying, "How about me, boys? How about me? Throw it to me, boys." And that's all she kept saying. And every time she'd get the ball, most times she had to actually put it in her hands. She'd get the ball, and when you ran near her, she just threw the ball straight up. So there was lots of fumbles. Hey, but one time, Wyatt and Gabby and Evelyn are on the same team. It's against Dylan and I. And the play call, Wyatt picks up Evelyn and the football, puts it in her hand. Gabby is leading with a block, and Evelyn runs in for a touchdown, being carried by Wyatt, of course. And I'm telling you, we just had a ball out there, and it's just a fitness thing to do. Now, how about playing Manhunt, the world's greatest game? Wait, adults can't play Manhunt. Hey, what's wrong with adults getting out there with a bunch of teens, a bunch of the youth, and getting out there and playing Manhunt? You know, growing up, we used to play Manhunt on the farm, and there is no better game than Manhunt. And I've often you got me so excited about Manhunt. I've spoken about this before. How about playing flashlight tag at night? Manhunt, be safe, because make sure I've seen people run into trees and things. And how about playing on a full moon night? It is just great to play out there. Well, maybe, hey, some of you out there are listening to the show going, well, that's not me. I don't want to be running around. I don't want to sweat. As my friend Paige says, women don't sweat, they glow. So whichever you want to do. Well, how about some lower keyed activities? How about some backyard fun? Simple game of bocce ball out there. You're competing, and again, competing in a fun way. There is bowling. They have the plastic bowling games. We have one of those, family fun. We use that. And during the fall, we use our old pumpkins after Halloween, and we go pumpkin bowling with those plastic bowling pins. So we just find another way. And then, by the way, we do recycle our pumpkins because we don't throw them in the trash. There's too much biomass being thrown out. I actually put the pumpkins around the yard where we want pumpkins to grow next year, so the animals get to feed on a little bit and the extra seeds fall in. Henceforth, more pumpkins for next year. I mean, there are croquet games. There are all these games. Hey, maybe you pick up on a game that you want to learn and pick up a game that's great for you or all ages. So I'm going to go to the next one, and the next one is Ultimate Frisbee. From the beach to the barn, and I don't mean play in the barn, but we've played it on the farm, in the fields, and all that. And once again, weed out those over-exuberant players, because some people just want to make it a physical. That's not what it's about. Hey, it's about being with your friends. It's about being with your family. It's enjoyment. And let me tell you, you're running around Ultimate Frisbee. Again, you divide up the team so they're fair, because there's some people who really can't throw a Frisbee well, but hey, they can catch. And there's people that throw, you just divide them up, and you just have fun. It is a great game. It's a great beach game. And you know what? Once you get a small beach game going, there are people that just say, "Can I join?" And yeah, hey, and that's how we make friends. And friends, it's either Frisbees or Kool-Aid, either one you want to use. I don't know. I'm not a Kool-Aid guy, so I'll use my Ultimate Frisbee. Now, I'm going to give you my low-key wiffle ball game. It is called One Pitch, Two Pitch, Three Pitch. And no, I am not Dr. Seuss. So here's the deal. The person who pitches has to be a real good athlete, because they're going to be about 10, 12 feet away from the batter. If you're an adult, you get one swing, and that's it, one pitch. If you're a teen, you get two pitches. It. If you're a little kid, a tot of sorts, you get three pitches, that's it. And you actually have to pitch the ball underhand. It's like you're giving them that meatball little pitch. You just throw it nice and easy underhand so they get to crush the ball. And it's either a home run or an out. So there's no singles. So if they hit it past whatever you decide is a home run line, home run. But if someone just drops a ball, they hit a ground ball, drop it, it's a home run. And the runs just so the game ends up 47-26, and it's just all fun. But it's just, the game keeps moving, And because you're pitching it underhand, even people that aren't great athletes, somewhere along that game, they will find success and they'll hit the ball. Hey, and you're out there having fun. Notice that I started this show with activities. You know, most people think about, like, these are the activities that you do in the outdoors. But there's so many things to do. So now let's get to the teens and our youth. You teens thought I forgot about you. Well, I've been speaking about you for the past, let me take a look down at the counter here, the past 25 minutes. Because, you see, all these all these activities are from the youngest to the old geezers. And you figure out what is your fitness level and how you fit in, and you figure out, well, can we all play together or are they set? Whatever you do. But I'm going to tell you right now, start the summer safely, but don't ever, ever let your fun stop. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybe.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.